T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlin Morning Show. I'm just reading how Virgin Galactic has unveiled designs for a Mach 3 commercial passenger jet that's going to go at speeds of up to 2,300 miles per hour. Can you imagine that? Virgin Galactic says this is what a new frontier in high-speed travel looks like. Yesterday, the aerospace company unveiled its first renderings of a supersonic commercial jet that it hopes will be able to move passengers around the globe at speeds of up to 2,300 miles per hour. Can you imagine we can do that, but we can't do anything to stop coronavirus from spreading? How about that? We can build an airplane that could fly people 2,300 miles an hour around the globe.
But can we build it? See, right now we're just talking about the designs and the hopes. I think I'm gonna hold my excitement until after the prototype is actually built and tested. I can draw something that look like can go warp speed if I felt like it.
Coleman, the basic parameters of the initial high-speed aircraft design include a targeted Mach 3 certified Delta wing aircraft that would have capacity for 9 to 19 people.
Okay.
So they're not that big. I wonder what the legroom is like. But for 9 to 19 people. And it would fly at an altitude above 60,000 feet. You know, most jets now, when you fly around America, they fly at about half that high.
Yeah, 30,000.
Around 30,000 feet. This thing would also be able to incorporate custom cabin layouts to address customer needs, including business class, first class seating arrangements. Whew. And the plane would take off and land like any other passenger aircraft. And it would be expected to integrate into existing airport infrastructures and international airspace around the world.
I wonder if most normal people can handle the G-forces of going at speed, though. Because I know the faster you go, the G-forces kind of hit you. I know... Fighter jet pilots they have to be prepared and trained for that. They go at such a high rate of speed that, you know, their body has to be tuned into that G-force impact.
Like the movie Top Gun?
Yeah. Yeah, they pass out if they can't handle the G-forces.
You know, there's a new Top Gun coming out all these years later.
Yeah, I've seen it.
They're making a new Top Gun all of these years later.
We can't come up with nothing original anymore, John.
But Coleman, if you're sitting in this, if you're one of the lucky 9 to 19 people who gets a ride on this thing, I don't know if you would know the thing is going 2,300 miles an hour.
Hopefully that's the goal, to not even know you're going that fast.
Who knows? Maybe they knock you out when you get on the plane. And they give you something to knock you out.
But could you even enjoy it? I mean, the thing goes so fast that everywhere you're trying to go is just a hop, skip, and a jump. So it's like, hey, ma'am, can I grab my beer? And as soon as she grabs me my beer, the plane is landing.
Well, not really. I mean, we're here in New Orleans. Let's say we wanted to go to, I don't know, somewhere in Asia.
Okay.
Let's say we wanted to go to, I don't know, Wuhan, China.
All right.
We wanted to go see what's going on in that shady lab over there where that damn virus came from. How long would it take us to fly from New Orleans to Wuhan, China? Like right now, on a regular plane. It would take
17 hours?
Yeah. It would take us most of a day. How long would it take us if we were flying 2,300 miles an hour?
I haven't done the math in my head, but...
It wouldn't take us that long. It would take us a few hours.
Probably watch a movie.
Yeah, we'd be there. With 2,300 miles an hour. Get off that plane. You might be a little dizzy. But, hopefully we'll see that sooner than later. The Virgin Galactic. Their new Mach 3 commercial jet, passenger jet. It's going to go 2,300 miles an hour. And if you think that's something, coming up on the show, a medical first. A medical magic in medicine. A man lost his penis to infection, and they're able to grow a penis on his arm. They're growing another penis for him on his own arm. What do you hear the details on this coming up? Stay with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. Over the last few days, a couple of bars over on the West Bank got in trouble for violating the coronavirus restrictions. You suck. Here in the state of Louisiana. Coleman, you live over on the West Bank. In Gretna. And Gretna's its own place over there because they got their own police department.
Mm-hmm.
they're their own deal over there, Gretna. They received complaints late night Saturday / early Sunday morning about a couple of bars that were operating and serving drinks despite Louisiana Governor John Taco Bell Edwards' order banning on-premises drink consumption in bars. The other night, about 1:30 in the morning, the Gretna police checked out the bars in question. Coleman, you ever go drinking at El Patron over on Pratt Street?
If it's on a West Bank, I've drank there before, yes.
Okay. Well, about 1:30 in the morning the other night, Gretna cops, they went into El Patron, and they saw people in there drinking. I know, drinking in a bar. They cited the owner with violation of a state emergency proclamation. That was the charge. And then after that, they went over to Nanny's at Tejitos.
Yep.
On Van Trump Street. And you've
it was on a West Big Hop.
You drank over there.
Yeah.
Then they went over there. And some people said, oh, they just wanted to bust that place because it was on Van Trump Street. And they were going after it because of that. But it was around a little before 2 in the morning. And they said the staff was only serving drinks and no food. And you know that's part of the emergency order. A bar can be open as long as it's serving food as well as drinks.
Which doesn't make any logical sense to me. Just put a bowl of pretzels out and call it food.
But when they went to the second place, when they went to Nanny's Anahitos on Van Trump Street, they issued that order the same misdemeanor summons that the first place got, El Patron. But it was a little bit different in the second place because there was one bar patron who refused to leave when the Gretna cops showed up and they said, okay, everybody out. 44-year-old John Becker. He said, I'm not leaving. You know, there are certain things that some people really want to fight for.
Yeah, my blood is boiling right now just hearing these stories. Like, why? Like, just bars, no big box stores or violating the orders. No Lowe's, no schools. It's just bars.
Yeah.
Like I don't get how that makes any. Like, then they say about the drive-thrus. Like, Popeyes is a drive-thru. How come you can go to a Popeyes drive-thru, but you can't go to a Decker Shop drive-thru? It doesn't make. And who's snitching? Who are these people out there snitching?
Somebody called the Gretna cops.
Right.
There were snitches out there.
Who's snitching? What are you doing at 1:30 in the morning anyway? Go home.
It's funny you bring up that question because that phone number has been available in Jefferson Parish now for about a month. A little over a month, they've gotten thousands of calls. Thousands of people have called the Jefferson Parish snitch line to report people not wearing masks, to report people being too close together, not social distancing, and to report places being open that shouldn't be open. Who knew?
Who is up at 1:30 in the morning calling these lines? Go to bed. Go to sleep. This is not your hour, clearly.
Now, look, I understand the people that are using these snitch lines and the snitch line. Again, in a month, thousands, 4,000, over thousands of calls have come in.
Calm down, people.
Yeah, you can call them snitches, but these people, they want the coronavirus to stop spreading.
I understand that, but here's my point. What are you doing up at 1:30 in the morning calling snitch lines? If you are up at 1:30 in the morning, you don't have anything else better to do. Just go to bed because clearly you're not at the bars because you're the one snitching on the bars.
Well, the one guy who refused to leave Nanny's Anahitos in Gretna, 44-year-old John Becker, he said, you know, there are times in life where we all have to take a stand.
I agree.
There are certain times. Look, you can't fight everything, but you got to pick your battles. And 44-year-old John Becker, either this was the battle that he was going to pick, or he was just hammered, or he was just drunk. But he refused to leave Nanny's, and he was arrested, booked with violating a state emergency proclamation. They also added on the charge remaining after being forbidden. They also added the charge resisting arrest by refusing to identify himself. John Becker didn't want anybody to know that it was John Becker who wasn't leaving the bar.
So imagine it's 1:30 in the morning, right? And you look outside your window and you see that your car has been stolen. Or there's somebody being domestically abused. Or there's somebody over there selling cocaine. You know, like there are things going on at 1:30 in the morning that pale in comparison to just some guy not wearing a mask inside of a bar. You know, imagine being that cop, being on that beat. You know, there's stuff going on in this city that really has priority. But hey, yeah, go to this bar over here, shut it down because they're not wearing a mask or they're not socially distancing on a weekend.
Well, that's where we're at in America 2020 as we're into the month of August now. It totally sucks. So, anyways, well, there were some businesses trying to still make a few bucks, but the Gretna police, they shut them down. Don't be trying that crap in Gretna. And, you know, as someone who used to own a bar or restaurant, I think all of this sucks. I think if they're making us wear masks anyways everywhere we go now in the state of Louisiana, which they are, any building we go into, anywhere we go, if they're making everybody wear masks, then open everything up.
Here's what you do. Buy a big Sam's Club family-sized bag of pretzels, put the pretzels on the menu and sell them for a dollar and say, yeah, we serve food.
And that's not the only arrest. Coming up on the show, we're going to tell you about this woman who refused to leave the Lakeside Mall, the Lakeside Shopping Center in Metairie.
Malls are open?
Well, yeah, well.
I thought they closed down before the coronavirus.
As long as you're not drinking in there.
I didn't even know malls still existed.
We're going to tell you what happened to this woman who refused to leave. And I'll tell you why she was asked to leave, because she wasn't wearing a mask. And
you don't say.
Well, we're going to tell you what happened to her coming up. Also coming up on the show, you talk about a medical miracle. This guy just, we're going to tell you about a guy who lost his penis to an infection, but he's getting another one. They're growing it on his arm. Medical miracle. They're growing a penis on his arm. When you hear this coming up, hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Hey, got some good news here. One of the world's most wanted men, the Mexican drug lord known as El Maro, has been arrested. Experts say as a result, Americans seeking to buy cocaine could experience delays of up to 15 minutes. It's Mexico until the next guy steps up. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And if you're just joining us, our show starts at 5:30, an hour ago. And when we started our show this morning, I told you about Virgin Galactic. They unveiled designs for a Mach 3 commercial passenger jet that will fly 2,300 miles per hour. Can you imagine that? 2,300 miles an hour. And it would fly at the altitude of 60,000 feet. That's twice as high as regular commercial airplanes fly now. And anywhere from 9 to 19 people will be able to be on one of these flights. Could you imagine that? And I was saying, 2,300 miles an hour, and if they do it right, you wouldn't know it. I mean, it'd be like the movie Top Gun, which they're making a new Top Gun, by the way. All these years later, a new Top Gun. It'd be faster than that. And I said, let's say you wanted to go, I don't know, take a trip around the world. Let's say you wanted to go, I don't know, Wuhan, China, to go see what's going on in some of those shady labs over there. How long would it take to fly from New Orleans to Wuhan, China?
And you were doing some mathematics over there, doing one of the breaks. I seen you with your calculator.
I did. I had my calculator. Yeah, because it's just under 8,000 miles from New Orleans to Wuhan, China. It would take about 3 hours and 45 minutes.
Hey, that's one Lord of the Rings movie.
Okay, so you don't want to go to Wuhan. They're communist. You know, that's where coronavirus started. All right, let's say you want to go someplace more fun. You know, Bangkok sounds more fun. It sounds like a good time over there. Let's say you wanted to fly to Bangkok. Even a little bit lesser than that. It would be about 3 hours and 38 minutes.
So basically, you can get to anywhere on the planet, from anywhere on the planet in less than 4 hours.
Yes!
No matter where you are on the planet, you take one of those jets, in less than 4 hours, you will be wherever you need to go.
It would be like flying from New Orleans to Portland, Oregon, if you wanted to go have some fun there in the nightly. Well, no, if you wanted to go, because they're having a hoop over there in Portland, Oregon every night. So,
but all we can do is imagine, though, because right now it's just designs. I want to wait for the first testing. Throw some Elon Musk money into it, too.
Well, wait. I don't know if you'll need Elon Musk. Richard Branson, he's the Virgin guy. He does all right for himself.
Although
he's taken a financial pounding during this coronavirus. Maybe he'd be the first guy since it's Virgin Galactic. Maybe he'd be the first guy to get on it. Wouldn't that be something, though? 2,300 miles an hour. And you could be anywhere around the globe in under 4 hours. I mean, just technology, isn't that just mind equals blown? All right. And I said, when we were talking about that an hour ago, and I told you, right, our show starts at 5:30. Just reminding you, just so you know. I said, boy, you know, you could fly anywhere around the globe at 2,300 miles an hour once this Virgin Galactic airplane is ready. You can get to hear Australia under 4 hours, Bangkok under 4 hours. Yet we can't stop this coronavirus. It's incredible when you start thinking about technology, and the can and can'ts. The Saints football team made an announcement yesterday saying that they have rented out 4 floors of the Lowe's Hotel, only right near where we're doing the show from, right here, where our studio is here in New Orleans, a couple of blocks right over here, because they want to sequester their team for a few weeks. They're going to – that's great news for Lowe's Hotels. I mean, nobody's staying in hotels here around New Orleans. So the Saints, I think they rented about 4 floors. Good for business for the Lowe's Hotel, but they want to keep people away from there, and you should probably stay away from there if you're listening, because the Saints, they're sequestering their team there, and they don't want anybody. It's going to be like a mini bubble. What do you call a mini bubble? Basically like a pod.
I'm quite sure there's going to be some internet Instagram mouse that's going to find their way into that Lowe's bubble. Just watch what I say. Watch. Just like the NBA bubbles, they had a code word to sneak some people in there.
Well, they're sneaking women in.
Yeah,
for the NBA players.
So yeah, they're gonna rent the 4 floors of the Lowe's, but trust me, some hoes would be there as well. Some hoes at Lowe's.
Lowe's hoes. Well, I'm sure there's gonna be people outside the hotel trying to protect that mini bubble or pod, whatever you want to call it. I'm just excited for football, and I know there's a lot of people down right now on the NFL with the whole kneeling the national anthem. But look, I just want to watch football, and I just want to see football happen.
And we have a spark of positivity. Dwayne Johnson bought the XFL, so he might be about to kickstart that. He was talking about it on Twitter. He has a few partners involved, so that might start getting started sooner than later.
The Rock did just pay him and some business partners of his. Paid $15 million.
Which is a bargain, by
for the
way.
XFL.
Which is a bargain.
And the XFL was doing better this year than it did in its first year, first go around. And the football actually looked pretty good. And then all of a sudden, coronavirus happened, and it shut down the XFL, and it went out of business.
As long as The Rock keeps it exactly the same, it should take off whenever it starts, even without a crowd.
Yeah, I'm just excited to watch some football, and good for business, at least for one hotel here in New Orleans. There's 4 floors of rooms I don't have to worry about. All right, coming up, speaking of technology, medical technology, what they're doing in medicine these days is incredible. Wait till you hear what they're doing for this guy who lost his penis to an infection. Growing another one on his arm. They're growing a penis on a man's arm. Wait till you hear the details of this story. That's coming up here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. You know whose birthday it is today? Happy birthday to Meghan Markle. She's also known as Duchess Meghan. She's the American princess that went and took... Prince Harry, well, took the prince right off of his name. It took him out of England. Now he's living in Los Angeles, doesn't have any friends. She took his guns away from him. And he's kind of just like wandering about out there. But she's so good looking. She really is an attractive woman. She's 39 years old today. And she never embraced royal etiquette, I was just reading. She resented having to curtsy before Duchess Kate. And she also regretted having to leave the toilet seat up for Duchess Camilla. It's Prince Charles's wife there. Here on Bayou 95.7. New Orleans only classic rock station.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlin Morning Show. And I know these have been tough times with coronavirus and everything, but I've got an incredible story here. Finally, some good news. Some amazing news. Man loses penis to infection. Doctor builds new one on his arm. Talk about a medical miracle. A man in England, a British man, who lost his penis to a severe blood infection. I know, Jesus. Now has a new one built on his arm. 45-year-old Malcolm McDonald, whose surgeons were able to add an extra couple of inches, is now awaiting final surgery to transfer it to its rightful place. He had an infection. He had an infection in his perineum.
Yeah, that part.
You know where the or perineum.
There we go.
He had an infection in his perineum. That connects your
that to that. Yep, right under there.
Yeah.
For the visual representation, we are currently on Facebook Live. And John just stood up and gave me a...
Oh, yeah, we are on Facebook Live right now. Good morning.
You didn't have to point it out. I knew where it was at, John.
Well, the perineum.
Yeah, that part.
It's a body part that not a lot of people are that familiar with. But this guy, Malcolm McDonald, is more familiar with it than most people would ever want to be. Because he had an infection, the perineum. And then... that infection worsened into sepsis. My God. And then he saw his fingers, his toes, and his penis turn black.
Oh. Oh.
And then it finally fell off in 2014. Though, I know this whole thing is nuts. But those were still intact. So his penis fell off, but the rest of it down there was still intact. So he obviously, the doctors, and they were seeing what they can do, and they decided they could grow a penis on his arm.
Penis.
So he lost his toes.
Well, no, all it said, Coleman, is he lost his penis. It said his penis, his fingers, and his toes
all turned black.
Right. But the only thing that fell off Was his Johnson.
So I was thinking about priorities here.
No, but doctors, it's incredible what they're able to do. They can make him a new penis out of a skin graft on his left arm. I wonder why they put it on his left arm. Probably because he's right-handed. I don't know. He says, quote, "Of course it is mad having a penis on your arm. Not even I am used to it. But when you think about it, it's actually amazing." It is amazing. I mean, just think. I mean, kings couldn't have had this done when they were living. You know, a king, if this happened to him, he wasn't able to do this. But some regular guy from England is able to do this now.
Imagine you're sitting at a restaurant, right? And here's this guy next to you with a short sleeve shirt on. He's just eating his food. And as he's eating, you look over and you just see something dangling from his left forearm while you're trying to eat. Could you imagine that visual?
Well, I would say to him, "Excuse me, sir, is that a penis on your arm?"
"Why, yes, it is. Can you pass me the salt?"
I said, "Wow." But the rest of it, like I said, remained intact. I was going to say, let's say you had to grow the two appendages that come with the underneath there, you wouldn't grow them on the arm too.
Probably not. And probably your earlobes.
Yeah, maybe behind your earlobes.
So if this guy's enjoying a day at the beach, would that be considered indecent exposure since his junk is hanging from his arm?
Well, I'm looking at a picture of him right now, and he's fully dressed, although his left arm is they blotted it out.
Ah, see.
So you can't see it.
You got to get this guy a high five and it accidentally touch your arm. High five, guys. Oh, what was that?
So it's going to be able to, look, I saw in the past when someone lost their ear, they were able to grow a human ear on the back of a mouse.
Right.
Wow. Incredible. I mean, except for the mouse. But, I mean, incredible. And they could just take that the ear off the back of the mouse and put the ear back on the guy.
And that's how far we advance. See, your ear is just cartilage. You can make that out of anything. A cauliflower ear, the skin graft of a mouse. But a penis is more intricate. There's veins and vessels and urethras and stuff. There's stuff going on inside of it that I'm amazed to see how it's all going to be put together to see if it's functioning or not.
Well, when they do connect it to where it's supposed to go, I think he's going to also have a tube and a hand pump.
Ah, I see. That makes more sense.
Which are said to allow for a mechanical.
So it's going to be bionic.
Yeah. You know, I had a friend once who got in a fight, and somebody kicked him in the junk down there.
Oh, no.
Paya!
And he had to go to the doctor after that, and he needed a pump. When he wanted to, he had to pump it up like that Elvis Costello song. Pump it up.
I would say a pump is more effective than a pill because at least you know it works, right? You pump it up at the air, like the old shoes with the, and then whenever you finish, you release it.
This is just incredible. Evidently, he's been growing this thing on his arm for a few years now. They did the actual skin graft in 2018. And he was supposed to already have it taken from his arm and put down to where it's supposed to go. But he had another medical issue. Boy, this guy doesn't have any luck. And it had to delay it. And then the coronavirus came around. And that delayed it too. But he's ready to go. All systems are go, and he's ready to go any time in the very near future.
Yep, and then we'll get the fingers and toes fixed later. Right now, it's the important stuff. Got to get the junk connected.
How about that? I mean, you talk about turning lemons into lemonade, or
turning eggplants into medical miracles.
Just when you thought, did you ever think you would see the day where they could grow a penis on your arm, and then they can then take it from there and then put it to where it's supposed to go, and then you can basically, I mean, a little help with a pump, and basically you're back to your old self.
Sort of. 2020, man, what a year.
He nicknamed it Jimmy.
You would have went with Jack, though, right?
Yeah, yeah, I would have called it Jack.
Okay.
That's what. Because yesterday when we were talking about this, they,
now, based on the pictures, I would have called it Pinky.
That's what you would have called it?
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, hey, congratulations to England's Malcolm McDowell. This is the first that I've ever seen of a penis being grown on an arm and then to be put down there and to reattached and then you have the pump.
And hopefully it'll be the last.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully the doctors won't have to see him for a long time. So, and he's already got kids, so that's in the rearview mirror. Onward and upward.
Doing.
This guy's going. Boy, it's a medical miracle. This is a great news Tuesday. That's what today is, because we're surrounded by so much bad news. But I'm getting emotional. I'm getting a little bit worked up about this story. All right. Coming up on the show, they actually, you know, they have dogs that can sniff out anything, drugs, all kinds of different things. They now have dogs that can sniff out coronavirus. They have coronavirus sniffing dogs, and they're correct 92% of the time. You can walk right up to you and tell you if you got coronavirus. That's a lot quicker than the tests that we're taking now here. We'll explain more on that coming up here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. We finally made it to August in the longest year of our lives. And August is National Sandwich Month. Who doesn't love a sandwich? Do you know what America's most expensive sandwich is? The most expensive sandwich in the country. It's the quintessential grilled cheese sandwich at New York City's Serendipity 3 restaurant. It costs $214. That sounds like a lot, but it does come with chips. Coleman, you don't like cheese. You're the only person that I've ever met that does not like that does not enjoy cheese. So you wouldn't be dropping a couple of $100 on the quintessential grilled cheese sandwich.
Who, where, and why is it 200? Like, what's the justification in that?
It must be some incredible cheese.
I wouldn't know.
Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. Earlier in our show, we told you about a couple of bars in Gretna that were cited for being open and serving drinks when our governor, John Taco Bell Edwards, shut down all the bars and said, you can't be drinking in bars. And this past weekend, there were two bars in Gretna that were shut down. Well, at least they were cited, and then they were told to shut down. And they were given citations for being open when they weren't supposed to be open. Well, a local woman from Metairie got herself arrested the other day when she was in the Lakeside Mall and she didn't have a mask on. And so she was asked to put on a face mask and she refused. She flat out refused. I thought, if people say, if someone says, I have a medical issue, I can't wear the mask, it's over at that point. Because they can't ask you, well, what's your medical issue? They can't ask you that. So if you're not wearing a mask, and if you're inside someplace, and someone comes up to you and says, hey, could you put a mask on? If you say you have a medical issue and you can't wear a mask, they're supposed to let it go at that point.
Look, supposed to.
Look, and I know most people don't like wearing these things. I hate wearing them. But they're telling us if everybody wears one, it'll cut down the spread of coronavirus. That's what they're saying. That's what the experts, the authorities are saying. Well, this 54-year-old woman named Gretchen Connors was in the Lakeside Mall the other day, didn't have a mask on. She was asked to put a mask on. She refused.
And then the cops were called. The Jefferson Parish Sheriff's deputies were called. And the woman, at first the officers said, put a mask on. And she said, no. And then they said, leave. Okay, if you're not going to wear a mask, leave. And she said, no. So now she left the police officers with really no other choice. And they said, well, we're gonna have to arrest you. And the officer said that she went limp when deputies tried to arrest her. And so they had to grab a wheelchair. They put her in a wheelchair, and they wheeled her out of the Lakeside Mall. That's what happened the other day to Metairie resident Gretchen Connors. She's 50 years old.
See, I'm trying to figure out, all right, she's in a mall. She's 50-something years old. You think she was one of the mall walkers that walk around in the mall when it first opens, like right before the store, like right before all the stores in the mall open, there are the mall walkers. It's just a bunch of elderly people that just walk around in circles.
I don't know. She's only 50. She's not elderly. But Coleman, I don't know if she's a mall walker or not. But when she was asked to put on a face mask, she said no. Then the mall cops came over first.
Mm-hmm.
And the mall cops asked her, and she wouldn't listen to the mall cops. And so then the mall cops were the ones who, I guess, got the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's deputies involved. They got the cops involved. I guess the mall cops didn't want to.
I can see how this can be an abuse of the system. Anybody you don't like now, you can just call a snitch line and say, hey, this person's not wearing a mask, or hey, this business is not following social distance protocol. I can see this being abused.
But they gave her the option. They said, look, either put the mask on. When the cops showed up, Coleman, they said either put the mask on or leave. If you don't want to.
I understand that part.
But she said, quote, she said the only way she was leaving was if she was arrested, unquote.
Well, there you go. Your wish is my command, ma'am.
And then they attempted to take her into custody on a misdemeanor charge of remaining in a place after being forbidden, resisting arrest, and resisting arrest by refusing to provide her identification. At that point, the cop said she went limp. And she refused the deputy's commands to comply. The deputies then got a wheelchair, put her in the wheelchair, and removed her from the Lakeside Mall in a wheelchair because she refused to walk out. And she refused to walk at all.
Did she go to jail?
She did, and that was a $1,500 bond. She was booked into the Jefferson Parish Correctional Center in Gretna.
I think we've taken this way out of proportion.
She was released the same day, though, without bond because of prison overcrowding and the fact that they're actually releasing prisoners because of coronavirus.
See, remember we said we don't want the remedy to be worse than the actual condition. We've gone way past that part now. The remedy is way worse than the actual condition now. You get what I mean? Like, people getting arrested for not wearing masks. People not wearing masks. People getting beat up for wearing or not wearing a mask.
Coleman, it goes farther than that. People don't have jobs because of this.
Exactly.
People are, after this extra $600 a month is gone, which it is now, on unemployment, $600 a week, people are losing their apartments. They're losing their homes.
Right. The cure is worse than the disease.
Yeah, what's worse, the coronavirus or everything trying to do to save us from the damn thing that most people recover from? Well, this isn't the way to go about it. She wanted to make a point.
And I agree with her point. This is getting, at this point, this is really getting ridiculous. I can't say it any other way. I get that the virus is serious. I get that some people are, they may be affected, and a lot of people have died. But at this point, so many other people are suffering from non-coronavirus deals because of the remedy. It's starting to get ridiculous. People are losing their rights, getting ankle monitors put on them, getting put to jail, having to sign release forms, getting monitored. It's just so,
It's gotten nuts. It really has gotten crazy. Coming up next on the show, I got to tell you about the coronavirus sniffing dog. You know, some dogs can sniff drugs and some dogs can sniff other things. This one, with an incredible rate of accuracy, can walk up to a person, smell them, and tell if they have coronavirus. That's a lot faster than the tests that are going on right now. Hang out for that coming up here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans'
only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Just reading about these coronavirus sniffing dogs. They have trained dogs to be able to sniff coronavirus. We've seen dogs that could sniff drugs and they could sniff other things. Now they're using over at the airport in Dubai, they've got the coronavirus sniffing dog and it has 92% accuracy. The dog could sniff you and know right there. He just starts barking if you've got coronavirus. It's a hell of a lot quicker than the tests that we have here in the United States.
That's amazing that the dog has a 92% accuracy to sniff out coronavirus, but the information about coronavirus has about an 8% accuracy.
I know. Yeah, the dog seems to be a lot more keen on that. Boy, this morning, what an amazing show. We just told you about a guy who lost his penis to infection, and doctors are growing a new penis for him on his left arm. We told you about the airplane, the Virgin Galactic. When it's done, it's going to be able to fly 2,300 miles an hour. It could get you over to China in a little over 3 hours from here. But what an amazing time to be alive, isn't it? And now the coronavirus sniffing dog with a 92% accuracy. Mind equals blown here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. The Blues Brothers, a great movie. The Blues Brothers just turned 40 years old. Man, you know, we just talked about not long ago the album Back in Black from AC/DC.
Back in Black! Ow!
Just turned 40 years old. The Guns N' Roses album, Appetite for Distraction, Appetite for Destruction.
Are you distracted?
That just turned 33 years old. Man, oh man, time is flying. But I was just reading, because I love the Blues Brothers movie. The guy who made that movie, John Landis, he also made Animal House as well, and other good movies. But John Landis said cocaine was almost like coffee for when they were filming that movie, The Blues Brothers. And, you know, he had worked with John Belushi not only on The Blues Brothers, but the movie Animal House. Those two did together as well. John Landis made that movie, and John Belushi starred in that movie as well. And that was just a little bit before The Blues Brothers. And John Belushi, on the set of Animal House, he was much more under control. They had a good eye on him. But when they were filming The Blues Brothers, they were filming that in Chicago. That's where John Belushi was from. So John Belushi knew where to go for things and knew how to get there. I was just reading where John Landis and Dan Aykroyd were talking about the 40th anniversary of that great movie, The Blues Brothers. And he said it was 1980. What, they were filming it in 1979. They said everybody was doing cocaine then. Because back then, they didn't think cocaine was addictive. They cocaine was just a big social.
But was it illegal?
Of course it was.
Right, so that should have been an end-all be-all.
But they said, and when I was just reading, here's what Dan Aykroyd said. He said, at that time, cocaine was a currency. For some of the crew members working nights, it was almost like coffee. Dan Aykroyd said, quote, I never liked it myself, but I wasn't going to police others' behavior. He said, we drove John Landis crazy. Sometimes he didn't know whether we were going to show up for work after the parties. And Aykroyd said, everybody did it, including me, never to excess and not even to where I wanted to buy it or have it. But John Belushi, he just loved what it did. It sort of brought him alive at night. And that superpower feeling where you start to talk and converse and figure you can solve all the world's problems. And they said during that movie, there was a few times where John Belushi's
night into morning cocaine binges slowed down the filming of that movie. But you wouldn't notice it if you watched the movie. Belushi was still really good in that movie.
The miracles of editing. All right, take 56.
Yeah, there was one night where they couldn't find him. And somebody said they saw him walk into a neighborhood not far from where they were shooting in Chicago. And they walked down the street. The street was kind of dark, but there was a light on in one house. And they knocked on the door. And so they're like, hey, we're John Belushi around here? We're filming a movie. We need him. He's like, oh, yeah, he just came in. He had something to eat on my refrigerator. He's passed out on my couch right now. but those kind of things happened a lot. And they actually had a hire during that movie, a guy named Smokey Wendell. And he was John Belushi's anti-drug bodyguard. And he would follow him around everywhere. And Belushi ended up shaking him a couple of times. And then when Belushi would shake him, they found out that guy's working on the movie would slip John Belushi some cocaine. Because as Dan Aykroyd said, quote, every blue-collar Joe wants his John Belushi story. Every one of those guys wants to tell his friends, I did blow with John Belushi.
Imagine being the guy hired to smack the coke out of somebody else's nostril. Like, hey, put that down. We're trying to film a movie here.
Yeah, well, it was a different time back then. And it's sad what happened to John Belushi, because you just think of how much comedy that guy had left in him.
Yeah.
Before he killed himself with drugs.
I find it interesting when we always talk about stories like this and things that happened in the past. One of the go-tos is, well, it was a different time and it was the year 1982 or whatever. It's like saying, hey, man, you know, everybody robbed banks back then. It was the 1800s. What are you supposed to do? You got to rob the stagecoaches. That's how it was at that time.
Yeah, well, this was a little bit different, Coleman, but I just can't believe the Blues Brothers is 40 years old.
Yeah.
Isn't that something? That movie has everything. It's got great music. It's hilarious. A fun story. Good stuff. I just found that fascinating. Coming up on the show, it's the dumbest thing I read all morning, and it has to do with a man in a truck, an 18-wheeler. Stick around for that here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Just put up a video on our website of a guy, he smacks a Burger King employee. You know, yesterday we were talking on the show about how fast food workers and they're really on the front lines.
Yep.
They're really working on the front line here during the whole coronavirus situation. We were talking a little bit about it yesterday. I mean, this poor young kid is working at Burger King. Some guy loses his marbles and just smacked him right upside the head.
The audacity of the dude. I watched the video, and I feel bad for the Burger King guy getting smacked. And all I could think of, if I was in that, I wanted to be in his shoes for just 1 second, because I would have hopped over the counter and gave that dude a proper ass whipping, because he needed one.
Well, after the guy smacked the Burger King employee, he left.
Yeah, exactly. He wouldn't have been able to leave if it was me.
He left the store, but the cops were called, and the cops did locate him, and they arrested him, and they charged him with a few things. But, I don't know exactly why the guy lost his marbles.
Because he lost a nugget.
Some are saying he was shorted some chicken nuggets, although we can't confirm that. Others said that there was an employee who was not seen on camera on the video who he was yelling at. And this poor young guy who just happened to be at the counter got the brunt of it. If you want to see this, how people act in fast food restaurants, some people at least, we've got this video. But the good news is the guy did get caught and he did get arrested, and someone should be able to do to him what he just did to that Burger King employee. Go see that video on our website at bayou957.com. Coming up next, it's the dumbest thing I read all morning, and it involves a man in an 18-wheeler. Stay tuned for that here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And it's about that time of our show where I tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. This is one of those dumbest things I read and dumbest things I saw all morning. Coleman, we got to get this video up on the website.
Okay.
Well, I mean, we just put the video up of the poor Burger King employee getting smacked by some lunatic.
Paya!
Who then later got arrested. That's a wild video. And we're gonna put this one up momentarily as well. Florida man clings on the hood of an 18-wheeler for 9 miles until cops intervene.
Say what? What is going on in Florida?
Yeah, it's just Florida at this point. It was a guy. What the hell is he wearing?
Underwear.
The guy is not a passenger. He's on the hood of the car, of the hood of the 18-wheeler. And the 18-wheeler is driving down I-95, Interstate 95 in Florida. And a guy is clinging to the hood of the car, and he's on it. I guess he's wearing short shorts and a tiny little shirt.
A crop top.
Is that what you would call that?
I think that's a crop top. A crop tank top and some boy shorts, maybe. He has good grip, whoever he is, because he hung on for 9 miles on a semi, 18-wheeler, going down 195. He was trying to shake him. The driver of the truck was trying to shake him off.
That's the incredible part. We're in the process of getting this video up for you on our website. The guy is hanging on with one arm, and he's got some sort of a metal object, as they would say in professional wrestling, a foreign object. He's got a metal object in his other hand, and he's hitting on the windshield of the 18-wheeler while the 18-wheeler is driving down Interstate 95 in Florida and swerving to try to get the guy off of his hood.
That's some Fast and Furious stuff right there.
Yeah, this guy looks like that. He's got some sort of super glue, or what's that? The gorilla glue that he put on his belly, and making him stick to the hood of that 18-wheeler.
So what's the craziest part of the story? The fact that this guy can hang on to a truck driving like that, or his outfit?
All of it.
What is that?
What is he wearing? And he stayed on this thing for 9 miles. He stayed on the hood of an 18-wheeler for 9 miles on Interstate 95 in Florida while the 18-wheeler was swerving, trying to shake him, trying to get him off the hood.
And think about it. If the truck was going a minimum of 60 miles per hour, that's 9 minutes. He was hanging on it at least 9 minutes. I mean, I don't know what the speed limit is, but that's impressive to say he was hanging off that. That's good grip with a crop top and boy shorts.
Well, give me 2 minutes, and this will be up on our website at bayou957.com. The Florida man who clinged to the hood of an 18-wheeler for 9 miles on Interstate 95 until cops intervened. That's the dumbest thing I saw all morning.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb. For real.
Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. We've got the video up there on our website of the dumbest thing dumbest thing I saw all morning. Of the Florida man who's clinging to the hood of the 18-wheeler driving down Interstate 95. And he was on there for 9 minutes until the cops intervened.
Speaking of which, yeah, my math was a little off. Thanks, Texas, for letting me know. When I was talking about how fast the truck was going and how long the guy was really hanging on, I did it in my mind. I'm not really good with numbers and stuff. I'm good at drinking and stuff.
Well, you got to check this video out. Coleman, I don't know what this guy's wearing. That's some outfit he's got on. If you're gonna get on the hood of an 18-wheeler driving down Interstate 95, you should, I think, be more appropriately dressed. But then the way that the 18-wheeler driver is swerving back and forth trying to shake this guy off the hood, it's incredible. Yeah, check out that video, and that's right next to the video of the poor Burger King employee getting smacked by that lunatic who ended up getting arrested for that. A couple of videos right next to each other up there on our website right now. Check them out when you get a chance at Bayou
Ryan@ESPN957.com. It's our commercial free ride right now. We're in it. Kick back, crank up the tunes, no commercials for a while. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.